Assalamu alaikum, my dear listeners. Welcome to Thursday's bedtime reading. Now, just a recap from last week's chapter, we learned how the Prophet ﷺ had revealed upon him the first words of the Quran. We also learned how Khadija radiallahu anha was such a rock when she consoled the Prophet ﷺ after he returned home from his long days in the cave of Hira. She consoled him, she comforted him, she reassured him. She made sure the Prophet ﷺ was made to feel comfortable. You know, we saw how Khadija radiallahu anha was such a loving and devoting wife. Inshallah, we'll see how we get on with this next chapter. This week, we'll be reading chapter 12, which is entitled Messenger of Allah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Many days passed and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received no more revelations. Khadija radiallahu anha notices restlessness. Since his first encounter with the angel, he'd yearned for further guidance from his creator. Had he done something wrong that had angered Allah? Had Allah abandoned him? He couldn't rest until he had reassurance. The calm after the storm was unbearable. In his anguish, not knowing what else to do, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ventured back to the cave of Hira. It was not long before he returned home, yet again shivering and shaken to the bone. "Cover me," he called out again to his beloved Khadija radiallahu anha. "Cover me up." So yet again, Khadija radiallahu anha brought him blankets to comfort him. When he had collected himself and the breathlessness ceased, he began to describe an even more alarming experience than his first. While he had been walking, he heard a voice booming down from the sky. He looked up, and surely enough, the archangel who had visited him in the cave of Hira was there. But this time, he was not in the form of a man. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stumbled, stunned at the sight of the angel filling the entire horizon. It sat on a magnificent, mighty chair between the heavens and earth. Its breathtaking wings stretched out across the sky and numbered no less than 600. With eyes filled with terror, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam knelt on the ground. "O Muhammad," called the angel, now standing plainly before his eyes, "you are indeed Allah's messenger in truth." Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt tranquility descend upon him as he crept up the mountainside. The ambience was as soft as a spring breeze. Serenity had filled Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart when he heard those words. He had not been abandoned by Allah. After all, Allah was with him and would take care of him. As he sat with Khadija radiallahu anha, swathed in woolen blankets, recalling what had happened, Khadija radiallahu anha noticed that something bizarre was happening to him. Pearls of sweat cascaded from his brow and he felt almost unconscious. What was happening? Khadija radiallahu anha thought. She had never seen him in such a strange state before. But within moments, the words of Allah began to be revealed to him in front of her very eyes. The translation of the Quran ayat are, "O you enveloped in blankets, arise and warn, and your Lord, magnify, and your garments, purify, and from the idols, keep away." Khadija Runaha was taken aback as she heard Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeating out loud the revelation that had just been sent down to him. The wondrous words were a clear message to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling him how to worship Allah. In these verses, Allah informed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the time had come to tell the people about his message, to worship him alone and to stay away from the worship of idols. From that day onwards, Angel Jibril alayhi salam regularly visited Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teaching him Allah's words and the message he had now to convey. The time had come for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to call his nearest and dearest to surrender to Allah. Subhanallah. What an enlightening yet short chapter. we really are getting to the crux of learning about the message brought to our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the responsibility of a whole nation on the shoulders of this great blessed Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we've also learned how, again, Khadija Runaha was by Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's side throughout the early time of his prophethood. Inshallah, we'll learn more about how this unfolds in next week's reading. Before we finish, like always, a reminder to all my listeners, with it being the night of Jum'ah, Shabbat Jum'ah, to try to prepare for the day of Jum'ah like it was the day of Eid, to try to adorn oneself in one's best clothes, to have a sunnah ghusl, to recite durood abundantly upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah. So all listeners are requested to do this and encourage one another to do this, especially our youngsters, so inshallah they get into the habit of doing this from a young age, and inshallah they can then pass it on to their children and their grandchildren when they get older, inshallah. And like we have been doing, another reminder or a virtue of spending or giving in charity for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith is taken from Fazail-i-Amal, chapter 2, which is Virtues of Charity, Hajj and Merchandise. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man from Bani Israel decided to give sadaqah quietly at night. He took it and placed in it a person's hand. In the morning, people started talking, saying, last night sadaqah was given to a thief. The man said, O Allah, to thee be praise. I gave it to a thief. I could do nothing if it had been given to a worse person. He decided to give sadaqah again on the following night and put it in the hands of a woman. He might have thought that the woman might not be a thief. In the morning, the people were talking and saying, sadaqah was given to a woman of the night. The man said, O Allah, to thee be praise. I give it to a woman of the night. My property deserved worse than that. He decided to give sadaqah a third time on the following night and placed it in the hands of an unknown person. In the morning, the people were talking and saying, last night, sadaqah was given to a rich man. The man said, O Allah, to thee be praise. I gave it to a thief, a woman of the night, and a rich man. He then had a dream in which he was told that his sadaqah had been accepted. It was given providentially to a thief so that it might result in his refraining from stealing, to a woman of the night so that she might repent of her immorality, and to the rich man to teach a lesson so that he may spend out of that which Allah Ta'ala had given him, following the example of the pious who gave sadaqah unnoticed. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity and the desire to give in charity, to give sadaqah for the purpose of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. And before I finish, a reminder for all my listeners to go to sleep after having read the bedtime dua, which is Allahumma bismika amutu wahya, and also to recite the kalima. Until next week, assalamu alaikum.